们要读几段圣经。
We're going to read some scriptures.
第一段我们要读的是哥林多前书第四章。
The first scripture we'll read is 1 Corinthians chapter 4.
哥林多前书第四章，我们读第三节到第五节。
1 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 3 to 5.
我被你们论断或被别人论断，我都以为极小的事，连我自己也不论断自己。我虽不觉得自己有错，却也不能因此得以称义，但判断我的乃是主，所以时候为到，什么都不要论断，只等主来，他要照出暗中的隐情，显明人心的意念，那时个人要从神那里得着称赞。
But with me it is a very small thing that I should be judged by you or by a human court. In fact, I do not even judge myself. For I know of nothing against myself, yet I am not justified by this. But he who judges me is the Lord. Therefore, judge nothing before the time, until the Lord comes, who will both bring to light the hidden things of darkness and reveal the counsels of the hearts.Then each one's praise will come from God.
今天我们要交通的题目是圣经中这个四个日子。
And today we will share on the four days in the Bible.
刚才我们所读的是第一个讲到日子的问题。
Just now we have read on one of the days.
这地方讲到有一个是叫做人的日子。
In one of the days it is called the day of men.
第三节说
In verse 3 it says
我被你们论断或被别人论断我都以为极小的事
But with me it is a very small thing that I should be judged by you or by a human court
这个地方这个如果用达比的这个翻译本的话
If you use Darby's new translation
它的意思是这样的
The meaning it says
我被你们论断或在人的日子被论断，我都以为极小的事。
For me, it is a very small matter that I should be examined of you or in the man's day.
这地方有个人的日子。
Here it says the man's day.
那我们再看第二个日子。
And we'll look at the second day.
在哥林多前书第一章。
In 1 Corinthians chapter
1. 第一章第九节。
Chapter 1 verse 9
神是信实的你们原是被他所召好与他儿子我们的主耶稣基督一同得分
God is faithful by whom you were called into the fellowship of his son Jesus Christ our Lord
在第八节里头也提到一个日子
And in verse 8 it also mentions a day
他说他也必坚固你们到底叫你们在我们主耶稣基督的日子无可责备。
Who will also confirm you to the end, that you may be blameless in the day of our Lord Jesus Christ.
这个第二个日子。
This is the second day.
那么这个基督的日子呢，在腓立比书也有提过。
And in the day of Christ, it is mentioned in Philippians.
在腓立比书第一章。
In Philippians chapter 1.
第六节。
Verse 6.
我深信那在你们心里动了善功的必成全这功直到耶稣基督的日子
Being confident of this very thing that he who has begun a good work in you will complete it until the day of Jesus Christ
这是第二日子叫基督的日子
This is the second day, the day of Christ
那我们再看第三个日子
And we'll look at the third day
是在帖撒罗尼迦后书
In 2 Thessalonians
第二章
Chapter 2,
第二节
Verse 2
我劝你们无论有灵有言语有冒我的名的书信说主的日子现在到了不要轻易动心也不要惊慌
Not to be soon shaken in mind or troubled either by spirit or by word or by letter as if from us as though the day of Christ had come
这个地方是应该是 the day of the Lord
Here it should say the day of the Lord
是主的日子
This is the day of the Lord
那我们再看第四个日子
And the fourth day
是在彼得后书
In 2 Peter
彼得后书
2 Peter
第三章
Chapter 3
我们来看到第三章里头有在第十一节十一节
In chapter 3 verse 11
这一切既然都要如此消化你们为人该当怎样圣洁怎样敬虔切切仰望神的日子来到在那日天被火烧就消化了有行止的都要被火融化
Therefore, since all these things will be dissolved, what manner of persons ought you to be in holy conduct and godliness, looking for and hastening the coming of the day of God, because of which the heavens will be dissolved, being on fire, and the elements will melt with fervent heat.
这个地方讲到有神的日子。
Here it mentions the day of God.
那我们看到在圣经里头很重要的提到有四个日子。
And here in the Bible, we see there are four very important days.
就是一个是人的日子。
One is the day of man.
一个是基督的日子。
The other is day of Christ.
一个是主的日子。
The other is day of the Lord.
一个是神的日子。
And the other is the day of God.
当然圣经都提到很多很多的日子。
Of course, the Bible mentions many days.
但是这个四个日子呢，对我们说是非常重要的。
But here, the 4 days to us is very important.
所以我们愿意在今天这段时间，我们一同来思想这四个日子。
So in this time, we want to share on these 4 days.
当然，圣经里头提到日子，有的是提到以24小时作为一天的。
Of course, in the Bible, at times they mention days, and it refers to the 24 hours.
但是有很多时候，它是指的这个日子指的一段时间。
But oftentimes, the Bible points to a period of time.
或者指到一个重要的一个时刻。
Or an important moment in time.
那这个日子对我们基督徒是很重要的。
So the days is very important to us.
因为使徒也多次的强调这个日子的重要。
Because the apostles often emphasize on the importance of days.
保罗就在哥林多前书也说过。
And Paul also mentioned in 1 Corinthians,
他说时候减少了。
The time is short.
他就说你们不要被世界上的事情所缠累。
But don't be entangled by the things of the world.
那彼得也说过。
And Peter also said,
他说万物的结局近了。
All things are at hand.
所以叫我们要谨慎自守。
That we need to be serious and watchful in prayers.
那么约翰使徒约翰也说过。
And Apostle John also said,
他警告我们如今是末时了。
He warns us that this is the last hour.
所以我们要住在主里面。
So we need to abide in the Lord.
那么雅各也说过。
And James also said.
他说主来的日子，近了。
That the coming day of the Lord is near.
所以你们要忍耐。
So you need to be patient.
要坚固你们的心。
And establish your hearts.
所以这个使徒也是知道我们今天处在一个什么的日子。
So the apostles also know that what kind of days we are living in.
叫我们能够在这样的时刻里头，我们能够认识我们所处的日子，我们在神面前有一个好的对的光景。
That what kind of period we are living in, we may live in the light of the Lord.
所以我们也看看这四个日子跟我们有什么关系。
So let us look at how these 4 days have to do with us.
我们看第一个日子，人的日子。
The first day, man's day.
这个人的日子就是我们人在地上寄居做客旅的日子。
This is the day when man lives on earth as pilgrims for a short time.
我们在世上并不是这个地方不是我们一个永久的家。
This home, the earth is not our eternal home.
这个在地上这段时间
our time on earth,
我们跟世界上的人不一样。
We are different from the people of the world.
世界上的人以为这个地方就是他们永久住的地方。
People of the world think that this earth it is their eternal home.
或者他们不认为是永久嘛，至少也是一段很长的时间，有100年或者几十年的时间。
Or if they don't think that this is their eternal home, at least they think they'll be here for 100 years or so.
所以他们就很多的要把这个心，把一切的力量都放在今天。在地上看得见这些事情上面。
So they spend a lot of energy and effort in trying to make their homes on this earth.
但是神知道。
But God knows.
我们今天的地上不过就是一个暂时的。
But our stay on earth, it is only for temporal.
是个客人。
We are only pilgrims.
是一个寄居的地上的。
We are only sojourners on earth.
比如你有时候会到一个地方, 去住个几天。
For example, you will go on vacation to live on a hotel for
或者有些弟兄姊妹, 有人能够坐这个游船, 到外头去玩去。
Or some brothers and sisters may go on a cruise.
但是你也知道, 那七天的话, 住得非常舒服, 吃得非常好。
You know that within those 7 days, you will live very well, eat very well.
但是你心里非常清楚。
But your heart knows very well.
第一天过去了,
the first day passed by.
你少了一天了,
and you have lost a day.
一天天这么数,
and day by day you count.
到最后一天,
until the last day.
你也知道这个地方不是你永久住的地方了。
You know that this is not the place you stay eternally.
今天我们在地上也是这样的。
And same thing, the way that we live on earth.
我们是生活在这地上。
We live on earth.
但是我们不把这个地方当作是一个永久一个地方。
But we do not treat this world as our eternal home.
我们的永久的地方是在天上。
Our eternal home is in heaven.
天是我们的家。
Heaven is our home.
我们最终的家是在天上。
Our eternal home is heaven.
这个人的日子说起来也是一个不完全的日子。
And the day of man, it is an incomplete day.
就说到这个人的道德败坏。
It speaks of the crooked and perverse generation.
就是一个弯曲悖谬的时代。
It is a crooked and perverse generation.
这个时代, 这generation, 不是说只有个几十年。
The generation is not just a few years.
就是从人堕落以后, 一直等到新天新地, 或者到国度来的时候, 这个都是一个弯曲悖谬的时代。
It is from the fallen nature of men up to the new heaven and new earth. All within this period, it is
是一个弯曲的时代。
It is a crooked and perverse generation.
这个人啊, 你不管是有什么文化上或者有科学上的一些进步,
No matter how much advanced technology is,
这个都是在本质上都是一个离开神的时代。
But this is all a generation that leaves God.
所以这就是一个人的日子。
So this is the day of man.
这个也是一个, 人按照自己在判断的一个日子。
This is also a day where man depends on themselves to judge and examine.
虽然人是神所造的,
Although man is created by God.
这个世界都是属于神的。
And all the world, everything in the world is for.
本来神应该在这个人中间来掌权。
And originally, God is supposed to have authority in man's world.
人都应该顺服在神的权柄底下。
And man is supposed to be under submission of God.
但是我们看见在人的日子里头, 人自己来判断什么是对的,什么是错的。
But we see that man is using themselves to judge and examine.
他们并没有给人神 应该得到一个完全的地位。
They do not fully give God the full authority to judge.
当然神也不会说放弃他的主权。
But God will not give up his authority.
他还是在人中间来掌权的。
He is still having authority amongst the midst of men.
到了他的一定的时候,
Until a certain time,
他会来管理。
He will come and manage.
他会来判断。
He will judge.
但是很多时候, 人就按照自己意思来过他的日子。
But many times, men live according to their own ways.
所以这个也是一个, 一个不能叫神完全来掌权的一个日子。
So this is a day where God cannot have full authority.
那么我们看了马太福音第13章。
So we see Matthew chapter 14.
我们看到, 耶稣讲的比喻里头有一个麦子和稗子的比喻。
So we see Jesus giving a parable about the wheat and the weeds.
那么这个是在人的日子, 就这两个东西是一起在生长的日子。
So in the day of man, we see these two things growing together.
那么那个, 仆人说, 要不要把这个不好的稗子把它全拔出来。
And the servant asked the master, do we pull out all the weeds?
主人说不要,
The master said no.
让他一起生长。
Let both grow.
到了一定的时候，才把他们分开。
And at a certain time of harvest, then we'll separate them.
所以今天就是公义跟邪恶在一起并存的时代。
So this is the time when good works and evil is together.
你不能够希望说有一个完全公义的一个地方或者一个国家出现的。
You cannot hope for a country that or a place that is has complete.
你可以说美国、加拿大比中国好。
You can say Canada is better than China.
有民主，有自由。
There's freedom.
有公义。
There's justice.
但是你也不能说在北美就一个完全的公义。
But you cannot say that in North America there is perfect justice.
还是有很多不够公义的地方。
There are still a lot of places with imperfection.
这是很自然的。这是很自然的。
This is very natural.
这因为是这个人的日子。
Because this is the day of man.
所以我们知道今天我们是生活在人的日子里头。
So we know that we are living in the day of man.
所以我们对于碰到我们受到人的误会。
So we know that when we experience misunderstandings from others.
或者你在公司里头有同事的误会。
Or in your office, you experience misunderstandings
from friends. 或者你家里的人对你的误会。
Or misunderstandings from your family members.
或者在教会里头弟兄姊妹对你的误会。
Or misunderstandings from brothers and sisters in church.
受到别人论断的时候。
And you've experienced examination or judgment from others.
不要灰心，也不要失望。
Don't be discouraged.
因为现在是在人的日子。
Because this is the day of man.
所以保罗说这个是最小最小的事情。
And Paul said this is the smallest thing.
当我们听到别人论断的时候啊，我们会说这个是最大最大的事情。
When we hear other people judging, we say, oh, this is the biggest thing.
心里的气不能下来。
And the anger in our hearts cannot come down. We cannot swallow it.
晚上睡也睡不好。
And we cannot sleep at night.
但是保罗说这个极小的事情啊。
But Paul said this is a small matter.
这是在人的日子啊。
This is the day of man.
他说连我自己也不判断自己。
Even Paul said, I do not judge myself.
虽然保罗说我做的是按照神的意思来做的。
Although Paul said, all that I do is according to the will of God.
但是有时候我也会看错的时候啊。
But there are times I could see things wrong.
所以保罗说我也不判断自己。
So I do not judge myself.
他说时候还没到。
The time has not come yet.
因为你是在人的日子里头。
Because you're in the day of man.
什么都不要论断。
So do not judge anything.
只等到主来。
Only the day of the Lord comes.
那么他会显出其中的隐情隐藏的东西。
Then he will reveal the hidden things.
就看我们要看主怎么判断。
Now we need to see how the Lord judges.
人怎么看断你，这是次要的。
This is not important.
重要的就主怎么看你。
What is important is how the Lord sees you.
我们不单单是生活在人的面前。
We not only live before other people.
我们也是更是生活在神的面前。
Even more so, we need to live before the Lord.
神看见我们。
God sees us.
我们所做的。
All that we,
我们所说的。
All that we say.
我们心里头所想的。
And all the things that we think in our
heart. 神都知道。
God knows.
所以这种情况之下。
And under this circumstance,
我们就把自己完全交托给主。
We completely give ourselves to the Lord.
有一次，一个传道人在 Richmond 开车。
There is one preacher who was driving in Richmond.
那天早上非常早。
And that was a very early morning.
车也很少。
And there are very few cars.
结果在十字路口。
And there's a four-way.
他被一个车撞上了。
He was hit by another car.
那么这个两个人就下来了。
So the both of them came out of the car.
那么明明是对方不对。
Clearly, it was the other person was wrong.
他这个开的人呢，他另外一个人是有个 stop sign 的。
The other person had a stop sign.
但是他没有停就过来了。
But he didn't stop. He just went on.
就撞上了。
And got hit.
那么两个人就下来要写一写这 information 了。
So both of them came down to exchange information.
那么就看见另外一个人呢，拿出电话来。就打了电话。
And you see the other person taking out the cell phone to call.
结果很快就来了人了。
And very immediately the help came.
做了他的 witness.
To be his witness.
说他不对，是这个传道人错了。
To say that it's the preacher's fault.
他一个人怎么能够跟其他这些人来争呢？
And how can he alone go against these witnesses?
他没有办法说。
He cannot say.
真是心里头非常苦。
And his heart was very painful.
这种情况可能我们也有的时候会碰上的。
And at times we may have come across the situation.
但是我们知道这是人的日子。
But we know that this is a day of man.
判断我们的乃是主。
The one who judges us is the Lord.
我们再来看刚才说的第二个日子，基督的日子。
Let's look at the second day, the day of Christ.
这个基督的日子就是耶稣基督再来的时候。
This is the second coming of Jesus Christ.
教会要被提到空中与主相会。
The church will be lifted up in the sky with the Lord.
这是在帖撒罗尼迦前书第四章所说到的。
This is mentioned in 1 Thessalonians chapter 4.
当主来的时候，
When the Lord comes,
在主里头睡着的人要先复活。
All those who are asleep in the Lord will rise first.
然后活着还存留在地上的人就要被提。
And all those who are living on earth, they will be lifted up.
然后就身体要改变。
And their bodies will be changed.
被提到空中与主相会。
And they will be lifted up in the sky to be with the Lord.
这个时候主还没有来到地上呢。
At this time, the Lord has not come down to earth yet.
他从天上的宝座先来到空中。
He has come down from his throne into the sky.
来提接教会跟属于他的人。
To gather the church and his people.
这个日子就是基督的日子。
This is the day of Christ.
那么在空中做什么事情呢？
And what do you do in the sky?
有一个重要的事情。
There is one important thing.
在那个地方，神要，主要审判属于他的人。
There, God will judge his people.
这个是基督台前的审判。
This is the judgment throne of Christ.
然后，等到审判完了以后，
And after the judgment,
然后才从空中带着圣徒来到地上。
Then from heaven he will bring the saints down to earth.
所以主的再来。
So the Lord's coming.
我们根据很多这个弟兄所说的。
According to many brothers and sisters saying.
我们想这个陈弟兄在过去也在这里 ，Christian Chan 也在这里讲过启示录的时候说到的。
Previously, Christian Chan also mentioned about this.
说第一阶段他是先从宝座来到空中。
That the first stage is God coming from the throne to the sky.
这个时候，地上的人他还不知道这事情。
At this time, the people on earth does not know this is happening yet.
好像他就忽然之间发现地上人发现有一些人好像立刻就是也没有了。
And the people on earth is immediately as if it's gone.
好像我知道有一本小说叫 Left Behind, 是吧？就提到有这样的情况。
I know of a novel called Left Behind, and it mentioned of this.
这个当然这个是他个人的体会啊，有一些是自己加上去一些情节。
And of course, these are some people's own interpretation.
但是有一件事情是对的。
But there is one correct thing.
就是圣徒被提的时候啊。
That when the saints are being lifted up.
地上的人还留在其他的人还留在地上。
The rest will be left behind.
他们不知道为什么有一些人一些基督徒走了。
They don't know why some Christians have left.
你也找不到他们。
And you cannot find them.
还不是一个。
And not just one.
有很多很多。
But there are many.
这就是教会的被提。
This is the lifting up of the church.
他们要在基督的台前来接受基督的审判。
That they will be judged before the throne of Christ.
所以这个基督的日子是一个教会被提的日子。
So the day of Christ, it is the lifting up of the church.
是我们荣耀的盼望。
It is our glorious hope.
我们不但是被提。
Not only are we lifted up.
而且我们身体要改变。
But our bodies will be transformed.
一个软弱的身体要变成健壮的身体。
A weak body will become strong.
一个羞辱的身体要变成荣耀的身体。
A shameful body will become a glorious body.
一个属血气的肉身体要成为属灵的身体。
A fleshly body will become a spiritual body.
所以这个就是罗马书第八章说的，我们身体得赎。
So this is what is mentioned in Romans 8, our bodies will receive glory.
神不但救我们的灵，
that not only God rescues our spirit,
也救我们的魂，
and our soul,
更要也要救我们的身体。
Even more so, he will rescue our bodies.
所以灵魂身体神都要拯救。
So spirit, soul, and body, God will rescue all.
今天我们的身体是一个软弱多病的身体。
Today, our bodies are weak.
青年人，你们现在还不太觉得了。
And young people, right now, you may not feel it.
40岁以前是人早病。
And before the age of 40, it's people get sick.
你去找病来。
Oh, you go find sickness.
晚上也不睡觉。
At night, you don't sleep.
有时候早上也不吃饭。
And in the morning, you don't eat.
有好东西一下吃的非常多。
And if there's good stuff, you eat a lot.
然后胃病来了。
And when you get sick.
心脏病也来了。
And heart attack.
血压高了。
And high blood pressure.
四十岁以前呢，是人找病啊。
So before the age of 40, you go find sickness.
但四十岁以后呢？
So after 40.
病找人了。
The illness comes to
men. 你再去保养，再去做 exercise, 哎，病还是要来的。
No matter how much you take care of yourself and exercise, the illness still comes.
吃饭就不那么香了。
Then it doesn't taste so good.
这个看着眼睛也不太好了。
And you cannot see that well.
晚上也睡不好觉。
And you can't sleep well at night.
啊，所以说我们这身体实在是一个很软弱的，不是我们自己想要的身体。
So our body is very weak, and it's not a body that we want long for.
但是有一天，我们当主耶稣要提我们走的时候，
But one day when the Lord Christ comes to gather us,
他要改变我们的身体。
He will change our bodies.
将来我不用戴眼镜了，到天堂我不需要戴眼镜。
In the future, I don't have to wear glasses.
啊，这病也没有了。
And the sickness will be no more.
这是一个很荣耀的事情。
This is a very glorious thing.
而且我们永远与主同在。
And forever we will be with the Lord.
啊，这个是一个教会被提啊，这是对我们说是一个荣耀的盼望。
So the lifting up of the church to us, it is a glorious hope.
但是我们也不要高兴的太过早。
But let us not be too happy too early.
这是一个审判神的家的日子。
This is the day of the judgment of God's household.
彼得也说过。
Peter also said.
他说审判也先要从神的家开始的。
That the judgment begins with the household of God.
恩典是先临到神的家。
Mercy and grace comes to God's house first.
同样的，审判也要从神的家来开始。
Likewise, the judgment begins with the house of God.
这个审判不是一个灭亡或者是永生的审判。
This judgment is not a judgment of salvation or perishment.
这个审判主耶稣已经在十字架上替我们担负了。
This judgment has already been done when the Lord died on the cross for us.
在基督台前的审判。
But before the throne of Christ.
是我们在地上这段日子你得救以后你的工作的审判。
This is a judgment of our works on earth.
就是说你在得救以后。
This is to say after you got saved.
每一个信徒都是在基督的根基上建造。
Every believer is established by Christ.
你是用金银宝石来建造呢？
Did you use silver and gold to build?
或者是你用草木禾秸来建造呢？
Or did you use hay and other things to build?
可能今天你在地上所做的一切好像也分不出来到底是什么。
And perhaps you cannot discern what you have used to build on earth.
但是保罗告诉我们。
But Paul told us.
到有一天有火发现。
That one day there will be a fire of lake.
个人的工程都要经过火的试验。
That all works will go through the fire.
金银宝石的工程就能够存留下来。
Those of silver and gold will remain.
但那些草木和谐的经过火就什么都没有了。
But all those of hay and wood will become nothing.
这样的人就是仅仅的从火经过而已。虽然还是能够保存下来，但是所做的一切 在神面前都不被纪念了。
So although man may gather some things right now, but once it goes through the fire, in God's sight, it becomes nothing.
所以基督台前的审判就是神的家里头的审判。
So the judgment before the throne of Christ, it is the judgment of the household of God.
神这个读圣经的学者告诉我们。
So a scholar told us.
他说就是在东方的话，到了一定时候，这个族长。这个家的家长要把家里的人都叫在一起来。
In 东方是
吗？就 the master of home household、oh. 要把这个 家长要把人都叫到他的面前来。
Okay, the master of the house will call everyone to him.
那么在这个前面有一个稍微高出来一点台。
And there's a porch that sticks out.
这个台上呢就坐了这个要这个家的家长
and this will become the master of the house
他就要说这个人啊，你做得非常好就会给你很好的称赞
so if you do very well then he will give you praise
有的人呢做得不好他就要责备他
and if you do not do well then you will be punished
这就是台前的审判
and this is the judgmentBefore the throne.
所以将来我们来到基督的面前
So in the future when we come before the throne of Christ
有的人就要得到基督的称赞
Some will get praise from God
有的人呢就要受到基督的责备
Some will get punished
虽然你还是得救的人
Although you are saved
虽然你还是神的儿女
Although you are the children of God
但是个人所得到奖赏不同
But everyone will receive different reward.
所以我们没有不需要经过罪的刑罚的审判。
Although we don't have to go through the physical judgment.
罪就是你犯了罪，这个罪的审判。
You don't have to receive the punishment.
但是你还要经过这工作的审判。
But you have to go through the judgment of your works.
所以我们知道这个日子，基督日子，就是一个。审判神的家的日子。
So we know that the day of Christ it is the judgment of God's household.
这基督的日子也是圣徒被成全的日子。
And the day of Christ it is also the perfecting of saints.
刚才我们读到这个腓立比书第一章的第六节。
Previously we've read Philippians chapter 1 verse 6.
他说保罗说他知道他所这个主在他里头动了善工。
Paul said he knows that the Lord has begun a good work in him.
他要必成全这工。
And he will complete this work.
这个成全也就是一个 complete, 也是一个 perfect 的意思。
The word complete, it also has the meaning of perfect.
这个腓立比书的第二章也提到。
Philippians chapter 2 also mentions.
他说提到呢到有一天的话他能够在第二章的第十六节
Chapter 2 verse 16
他说我们现在这个时代当中啊好像是明光照耀一样的
That we are the light in the dark
那么将生命的道表明出来
And we will reveal the word of life
他说叫我在基督的日子好夸我没有空跑也没有徒劳
That in the day of Christ, I have not run in vain or labored in vain.
因为在这个是一个基督日子，是我们被主成全的一个日子。
Because in the day of Christ, it is our being perfected in the Lord.
今天我们也是在追求，在多认识主。
Today, we also pursue to know the Lord more.
我们也是要靠着主的恩典能够为主做他的工作。
We also rely on God's grace and mercy to do His work.
但是我们也知道，我们的生活、工作都是不够完全的。
But we know that the things that we do in our life is not enough or complete.
我们不能够完全满足神的心意。
We cannot completely satisfy the heart of God.
但是我们相信，在基督的日子。
But we believe that in the day of Christ.
今天我们所 为了主所做的。
That today all the things that we do for the Lord.
今天我们靠着主所做的。
And all the things that we rely on the Lord to do.
那天主都要来完成，来成全我们每一个人。
That in that day He will perfect every one of us.
所以在空中的三年，一般的有这段的时间。
So in the sky there's in the air.
啊。这 air 在这个空中有这几年的时间呢
？There are some of these years.
不但是我们在主面前被审判的日子
，It's not only our judgment before God.
也是主在那个地方成全我们的日子。
But it is also the day the Lord perfects us.
今天我们在地上，主会成全我们一部分。
Today on earth, the Lord will perfect us in a way.
但是要完全的，要等到基督的日子。
But the complete perfection, we have to wait till the day.
所以我们今天不要怕我们服侍的不好。
So don't be afraid that today your service is not good enough.
说的我服侍还不够完全。
Or your service is not complete enough.
今天就是一个不够完全的服侍。
Today is the service of incompletion.
如果今天你服侍完了以后说我服侍的很完全。
So today, if you finish serving and you said I've served very completely,
就是这个是不是符合今天的情况的。
Then this is not according to today's condition.
那我们今天呢也会有这个祷告。
And today we also pray.
我们祷告也觉得哎呀，我的祷告还不完全。
We also feel that our prayers is not perfect.
但是我们也不要害怕。
But don't be afraid.
我们还是要祷告。
We still need to pray.
今天你不可能祷告的完全。
Today, you cannot be perfect in your prayers.
因为只有到基督的日子，你才能够被成全。
Because it is only in the day of Christ that you will be perfect.
所以只要我们的心向着主。
So let our hearts be towards the Lord.
我们对主，对跟我们可以跟主说。
We can say to the Lord.
我需要你安排我做这样的一些事情。
You have told me to do certain things.
我知道我自己做不好。
And I know I cannot do it well.
做不完全。
And I cannot be perfect in it.
但是我愿意靠着你来做。
But I am willing to rely on you to do it.
今天我祷告的不好。
Today I can't pray well.
但是我愿意靠着你来祷告。
But I am willing to rely on you to pray.
因为我们知道，只有到基督的日子，他一定会成全我们。
And we know that in the day of Christ, He will perfect us.
第三个日子
，the third day，
这个主的日子了
，it is the day of the Lord。
这是在基督台前审判完了以后
，this is after the judgment throne of Christ。
圣经说，耶稣基督要带着千万圣者从天降临到地上。
And the Bible says that Christ Jesus will bring many saints down to earth。
这是主再来的第二个阶段。
This is the second stage。
这个时候地上的人都要看见耶稣基督荣耀里头降临了。
This is to say that everyone on earth will see the coming of the Lord.
犹太人看见所降临的就是他们钉在十字架的基督。
That the Jews will see the one they crucified will come down.
他们就痛哭了。
And they will cry and wail.
他们全家就悔改了。
And their whole house will repent.
所以这个是个主的日子。
So this is the day of the Lord.
那基督的日子呢，是为了教会的。
So the day of Christ, it is for the church.
主的日子呢，是为了地上的人。
The day of the Lord, it is for the people on earth.
这些没有相信的人。
Those who have not believed.
这些犹太人。
For these Jews.
这两个是不同的。
These two are different.
所以那两个日子靠得非常近。
Although these two days are very similar.
一个是对着教会的。
One is for the church.
一个是对着地上的不幸的人跟犹太人。
The other is for the people on the earth and the Israelites.
因为神还要成就他对以色列人的应许。
Because God still has to save those he has
promised to the Israel.那么基督呢在地上的就建立国度了
So Christ has obtained kingdom on earth
这就是在启示录所讲的千年的国度
And this is said in the Bible Millennium kingdom
主耶稣教导门徒祷告说愿你的国降临愿你的旨意行在地上如同行在天上
And Lord Jesus prayed that your will be done, and your kingdom be.
Kingdom
come.
啊，这现在就是祷告的天国，国度在地上了。
And this is a prayer, and the kingdom is now on earth.
撒旦被捆绑了。
And Satan is bound up.
那个兽，那个假基督、假先知，扔在火湖里头了。
And at that time, the Antichrist and the false prophets will be cast into the lake of fire.
圣徒在地上做祭司、做王。
And the saints will become priests and kings on earth.
那基督，我们跟基督一同做王了。
And together we reign with Christ.
啊，这个启示录里头就给我们看到主的日子会是怎么样情形。
So in Revelation, it shows us what will happen in the day of The Lord.
你看看今天的国家。
Today you see the nations.
你看今天的报纸。
You see the newspapers.
所报告都是打来打去。
All report of war.
啊，有饥荒。
There's chaos.
有悲鸣。
Famine.
啊，有这个这些病的流行。
And there's illnesses.
那么这个我们就看见。今天这人的管理啊，人做国度，就做人的国啊，实在是很多就是叫人很难过很伤心的地方。
So we see that man's kingdom there are many and it causes people to be in pain and sorrow.
但是在那个时候
But in that day
基督在地上建立国度的时候
When Christ obtains his kingdom on earth
我们就看见一个大的改变。
Then we see a big change.
基督以他的公义来管理这个地。
The Christ, according to his righteousness, will manage these things.
这个罪恶就大大的减少了。
And sin and all these evil things will be diminished.
这个是我们与基督一同得荣耀的日子。
And this is the day when we are glorified together with the Lord.
这个地上的国度啊，基督的国度是一千年。
And the Christ's kingdom it is 1,000 years.
那么第四个日子。
And the fourth day.
就是神的日子。
It is the day of God.
过了一千年以后。
After 1,000 years.
在启示录里头又告诉我们的。
And Revelation it tells us.
撒旦要暂时被释放出来。
Satan will be released for a short while.
他这样。他就来迷惑地上很多的人
and here he will mislead many people
他又聚集一些人来围攻这个圣徒的营和蒙爱的城
and he will also gather people to go against the saints
那么就这样的神就把撒旦捆绑起来扔在火湖里头
and this wayChrist will bind up Satan and throw him in the lake of fire.
然后就有白色大宝座的审判了。
And there is a judgment of the great white throne.
经过这以后。
And after this.
就有新天新地的出现。
There will be new heaven and new earth.
这是神的日子。
This is the day of God.
他说有火要来审判这个世界。
There is fire that will judge the world.
我们不知道到底是什么样的审判。
We don't know what kind of judgment this is.
但是这个是一个很严厉的审判。
But this is a very strict judgment.
经过这以后
After this,
新天新地出现了。
New heaven and new earth will appear.
这个日子，神的日子没有穷尽。
The day of God, there is no end.
人的日子会穷，就会结束的。
There is an end to man, the day of man.
基督的日子一段时间它也要过去的。
And after a while, the day of Christ will end.
主的日子也有一段的时间。
And the day of the Lord, there's also a time period.
但是神的日子是一个没有穷尽的日子。
But there is no end or limit to the day of God.
在启示录告诉我们。
In Revelations it tells us.
在新天新地里头，神的帐幕要在人间。
That in the new heaven and new earth, God's tabernacle will be amongst his people.
他要与人同住。
He will dwell with his people.
人要被恢复到神创造人的时候的原先的目的。
And man will return to the original purpose of God.
他说在那个时候再没有死亡。
And then there will be no death.
没有痛苦。
no pain,
没有眼泪
no tears,
没有悲伤
no sorrow,
神要擦去他们的眼泪
and God will wipe away their tears.
地上现在有多少的家多少的人常常会流泪伤心
and how many people there are that is weeping on earth.
但是到那个时候再没有眼泪了
but at that time there will be no more tears.
过去一切的痛苦都已经过去了
And all the sorrows in the past, it will pass.
神永远的与人同在。
And God will forever abide with his people.
这是一个非常荣耀的一个盼望。
This is a very glorious hope.
虽然我们有时候人家就会问，到底这个是怎么样？
Many times people will ask, how is this?
没有一个圣经的学者能够把这个日子描写得那么清楚。
But there is no Bible scholar that can clearly write this.
但是可以说一句话。
But one statement they can say.
比你现在最好最好的地方都要好上不到多少千倍多少万倍。
But that day it will be 10 times, 100 times better than the best place now.
神没有法给你现在就说，神就现在不能跟你说。
God cannot say it to you now.
说了你也不会懂。
And if he says it now, you cannot understand.
啊，但是神给我们预备的。是我们眼睛未曾看过，我们的耳朵也没有听过，我们心也没想过这样美好的光景。
But what God has prepared for us, it is beyond what eyes can see, and no ears has heard, and no hearts can have conceived.
神怎么叫我们来预备这个日子呢？
And how does the God tell us to prepare for this day?
彼得在刚才我们读的这个里头来告诉我们。
And in Peter that we just read, it tells us.
他说第三章第十一节，刚才我们读过的。
Second Peter chapter 3:10。
他说，十一节。
Verse 11。
他说，这一切如果被火都要一切都要被消化。
It says that all these things will be dissolved by the fire。
他说，你们为人当怎样的圣洁
？Then what manner of persons you ought to be？
应该怎样的敬虔？
So you need to be holy in conduct and godly.
切切仰望神的日子来到。
And looking forward and hastening the coming of the day.
就是告诉我们。
And this tells us.
当我们在等候神的日子来到的之前。
And while we're awaiting God's coming.
我们要接近自己。
We need to keep ourselves pure.
啊，叫我们能够圣洁。
So we need to be holy.
要敬虔。
And godly.
就是。这里的神的话告诉我们的
And here, this is what God's word tells us.
而且是切切仰望神的日子来到
And that we eagerly expect the coming of the day of God.
因为当火发现这个火经过这些火的时候
Because after passing through the fire,
一切不是属于神的东西
All these things do not belong to God.
一切罪恶的东西
All the things that are sinful
都要被火焚烧掉
It will be dissolved by the fire.
只有圣洁公义
only those that are holy and righteous
敬虔
and godly
才能够保存到将来
that will be remained and kept eternally
这个第十二节的切切仰望神的日子来到
and this looking forward and hastening the coming of the Lord
那么另外的意思就是催促神的日子来到
another meaning is
hastening
The coming of the day of the God.
就是不是说单单等着。
It's not just wait.
当我们在这个我们的接近我们自己。
But we need to keep ourselves.
我们过了一个敬虔的生活。
And we live a holy life.
让神的主耶稣的形象从我们身上能够活出来。
That the image of Christ will be lived out in us.
这个神的日子就能够快快的来到。
So that the day of God can come quickly.
并不是说神耽误迟延
It is not that God is delaying
他神乃是给我们一个机会
But God is giving us an opportunity
让我们能够活出他的样子
That we may live out his image
可以叫神来的时候这个日子来到的时候我们不会受到亏损我们不会觉得羞愧
So that when he comes we will not be ashamed or regretful
所以我们今天从这个圣经中这四个日子
So in the Bible, these 4 days
人的日子
the day of man.
我们应该在怎样在人的日子中间来生活？
And how we need to live in the day of man.
我们也看到有基督的日子。
We also see the day of Christ.
那我们今天所在这个一切所做的，怎样能够在基督的日子能够经得起火的试验？
So that all that we do, how can we do so that it lasts through the fire?
那我们也看到有主的日子，有神的日子。
And we see the day of the Lord and the day of God.
啊，我们应该在世上怎样过一个圣洁敬虔的生活。
And how we need to live a holy and godly life.
啊，这个四个日子是好像有一定的次序来的。
And these 4 days, it seems that there's a sequence.
神愿意我们明白这些的真理。
And may God help us understand this revelation.
好像我们在生活中间能够按照他的旨意来活着。
So that in our lives we may live according to His will.
愿主恩待我们。
May the Lord have mercy on us.
我们一同低头祷告。
Let us pray.
主啊，为着赐给我们的恩典，我们来感谢你。
Lord, we thank you for the grace and mercy you poured on us.
你把我们从世界中间分别出来。
You separated us from the world.
叫我们单单来归你。
That we may solely belong to you.
你给我们有永生。
And you gave us eternal life.
你给我们恩典。
You gave us grace.
你给我们你的生命。
And you gave us your life.
你让圣灵住在我们里面。
And you let the Holy Spirit live in us.
感谢主。
Thank God.
这一切，这生命跟敬虔的事情。
That all these life.
你都已经赐给了我们。
That you have given us.
主啊，帮助我们。
Lord, please help us.
让我们在每一天的生活中间
that in our everyday life,
我们住在你的里面
that we live in you,
好好的与你相交
and we abide with you,
听你的话
and listen to you,
生活在地上见证你的荣耀
that we may give you testimony and glory on earth.
求你恩待我们每个弟兄姊妹
May you lead all of us, Lord.
不但给我们有个心愿
May you give us a new heart.
用你的力量也来扶持我们
That according to your strength, you uphold us.
求主听我们在你面前的祷告。
May the Lord hear our prayers.
奉耶稣的名。
In Jesus' name.
Amen.